This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Advocates of gay marriage are hoping to capitalize on momentum of the last 2 weeks when it was allowed in Iowa and Vermont. But as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, opponents of gay marriage are now redoubling their efforts to push back.
The momentum story is a pretty easy one to spin. After all, in just 1 week, the number of states allowing gay marriage doubled. It's true it only took two, but they were significant, since Iowa's court decision was the first to be unanimous and the first in the nation's heartland, and Vermont's decision was the first to come from a legislative vote rather than a court order.
Clearly, the momentum is on the side of marriage equality. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when, and it seems to be sooner rather than later.
Marty Rouse is a gay marriage strategist with the Human Rights Campaign. He says every time a state allows gay marriage, the fight gets easier in other states that are still considering it, like Maine, New York, New Hampshire, and New Jersey.
The writing is on the wall that other states and neighboring states are seeing what's happening, seeing that the sky is not falling down, the milk still comes out white from the cow, and this is happening very, very quickly.
Indeed, polls show a significant jump in support for gay marriage. Opponents still outnumber supporters by about 55 to 45, but younger voters are overwhelmingly supportive. That generation gap was cited by Iowa Senate Majority Leader Michael Gronstal last week when the Democrat, who has opposed gay marriage in the past, announced he would not help efforts to ban gay marriage now.
My daughter Kate said that you guys don't understand. You've already lost. My generation doesn't care. I think I learned something from my daughter that day.
But for all the talk of inevitability, the fight over gay marriage is far from over. Less than 6 months ago, it was opponents who were gloating after constitutional amendments banning gay marriage passed in Arizona, Florida, and California, where courts had opened the door to same-sex weddings and voters responded by slamming it shut again. One of the groups behind that effort has just launched a national TV campaign.
There's a storm gathering.
The clouds are dark. And the winds are strong.
And I am afraid.
The National Organization for Marriage doesn't deny the momentum for gay marriage, but rather is trying to use it to fuel a little momentum of its own.
My freedom will be taken away.
I'm a California doctor who must choose between my faith and my job.
I am a Massachusetts parent, helplessly watching public schools teach my son that gay marriage is okay.
The group's Brian Brown says the recent news from Vermont and Iowa is a wake-up call.
You know, just in the last week, we're getting calls and emails from people saying, I can't believe that this has happened. And I think with time, you're going to see more of the consequences we've outlined in our ad. And the more the public sees this, I think they'll stand up and do the right thing to protect marriage.
Gay activists have long worried that pushing too far too fast would provoke a backlash. It's a concern now in New York and in the District of Columbia, where any local legislation would have to be approved by Congress. Since lawmakers still haven't acted on other issues, like allowing gays to serve openly in the military, some gay rights activists, like Rick Rosendahl, say they're a little nervous pushing for gay marriage right now.
I'm more inclined to think it through carefully and not just be impetuous, because I don't want to have to deal with a potential mess of a defeat. That would not be a good marker for the rest of our national agenda.
Both sides agree it's unlikely that Congress will move anytime soon to overturn its Defense of Marriage Act that bars federal recognition of gay marriage. It's why advocates have taken that battle to the federal courts. And with that lawsuit sure to take years, and with President Obama now the one making appointments to the bench, gay activists are hoping time might be on their side in that battle as well. Tovia Smith, NPR News.